Hello and welcome to the Rico Podcast, recorded live on November 9th, 2017. I'm on your host, Joel Rinke, and you're joined by Mitch Drake.
Hi.
Jordan Sellers.
Hello.
And Adam Seckley.
Hello.
I'm the one that forgot to turn the opener down.
Don't worry, they don't hear it too often. It's best to hear the full song, right?
It is. Yeah. It's it is.
It's better than what I did. I just, as soon as I start playing, and drop fade down. You let it play for a bit.
Yeah, I like having the little bit of undertow.
You should just let it play for the remainder of the four or five
coming
minutes.
Live, DJ Drake.
Stop that now.
And coming up next, we have a remix of our intro song by DJ Luke.
Oh, dear.
How are we all doing?
I just realized I had my run sheet in front of me. It's all good.
That's fine.
Mitch is a bit flustered.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm always flustered at these things. Since I started paneling, it's so much more stress.
What's with the stress? Hit like mics off and mics on, I mean, and then
yeah, see, that's why we got you off the panel, because you hit mics off.
Oh. Oh, what is this?
Three, two, one, and mute.
Remember, if you are listening live on your Instagram for the full show and you'd like to pick up where you left off, you can follow us on the following Monday on iTunes, Wooshka, and YouTube page, which links to which can be found on Facebook page at facebook.com/replayAU. Cool. Coming up on the show, we'll be covering the BlizzCon event that happened, the voice actor strike, and Activision Blizzard. Is that what it is now?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
I don't like it.
It's been like that for ages, but it's a bit of a developing story happening there, yeah.
But Activision got sued, but Activision's now partnered with Blizzard. But it's the Activision side that got sued. I don't like that. Terrible. Oh, but first, what have been playing?
I blame Activision.
Activision. Sorry, I've been screwing my words this entire thing.
It's your fault. I blame you. I blame you primarily.
With the pact, we're a pact,
yes.
Remember?
Yes. A pact. As for me, I've been playing Mario, obviously, still.
Mm-hmm.
Right before this show went live, I was about to go up against the boss before Bowser, so I'm very close.
Now, you said before you were fighting the last boss, and now you're talking about the last boss.
No. I thought it was the last boss because I skipped a cutscene and I missed it. I was talking
about...
Why are
you skipping the cutscene?
Because it's just a Mario game. Like, I'm going to be playing this again to get all the moons and stuff, so I'm fine missing the story a little bit. I mean, it's not a most imaginative story. It's a Mario game.
So you don't want to know the story at all?
No, I'm much more interested in the gameplay.
There could be some deep impact going on within the underground story. It all happens in the cutscenes. You were skipping it. You're just like, okay, I don't understand what's happening. It's like when you're going into a room, you skip the cutscene, next minute you're on another planet.
Yeah, that's what happened. I was like
you don't understand where you are, you don't understand the story, what's going on.
I was
How does it help you in any way?
It was fun. It's fine.
Have you stopped collecting all the moons on every single planet? Are you just going through the story now?
I've reached the point where I've only got these steel boxes and I don't know how to open them.
Yep.
And then I'll just go back once I figure out how to do that. But I'll see how that goes.
Okay.
Other than that, I've been playing a bit of Heroes and a bit of League and just picking up things randomly. Oh, Guild Wars. A lot of Guild Wars this week, actually. Now that all my assignments are done.
Guild Wars, why are you looking at me?
Speaking of Guild Wars, Jordan, how's your Guild Wars experience going?
Yeah.
Did he lose? I can't remember if he lost.
No, he didn't lose. He didn't.
You lost.
I lost.
You lost.
Yeah. I don't remember what these challenges were, to be honest.
This is the support one that I gave you for League.
Oh, that's going to be fun on the new rune system.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. You, Jordan?
Me? Bit of the same, but I have some breaking news this week in my own personal achievements. It's finally happened. I finally placed first in PUBG.
Well
in
done.
A solo queue.
Very well done.
Round of applause. Yeah. He's done
yes,
it.
Yes, thank
out
you.
Of everyone
much.
Here, he's the first one to do it.
Considering I wasn't playing either.
Was it a normal map, fog map, or was it?
It was just normal sunny map.
What was the challenge you went for? Did you hear gunshots, you run straight for them, or did you like hide away?
I was actually playing pretty aggressive that round. I ended up with about 8 kills.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't too bad.
That's still pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Better than what I would have went for.
Yeah. The thing with me with PUBG at the moment, it's just trying to find... Like, I'm playing the game okay, but you have your crap rounds and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just when you get in those situations, like, all right, do I actually fight here or do I just run?
Mm.
And you know, it's all making those decisions of picking fights you think you can actually win.
Yeah.
So I think that's been helping me out a bit lately. Just thinking more of the bigger picture in PUBG.
Mm-hmm.
And
Hide in the corner for half an hour, and that's our strategy.
Well, I do that because I have a terrible, terrible computer that can barely run FPS and stuff.
Yes, this week you went to an internet cafe and played it on a good computer.
I did, and
what?
Yep, it was last...
I didn't even know there were still internet cafes.
Yeah, what?
This was last Thursday.
Yeah.
So, at like early in the morning on Thursday and stuff, I went to an internet cafe with a couple of mates, and we played some PUBG.
Right.
It was so smooth.
Yeah.
The loading speeds were amazing. He looked beautiful, and I got kills. I actually did well.
Oh, wow.
I downed a lot of people. I got kills. It was doing well.
Yep.
And now that I'm back home, I'm like, I can't play.
Just go to the internet cafe.
Because there's no way I can go from a 60 FPS perfect thing down to terrible.
Do you mind if I ask what you were doing in an internet cafe? We just...
So my mate who lives in New Zealand was over in Australia for a couple of weeks, and he has no way of playing games.
Yep.
So we all thought we'll just go to an internet cafe, play games for a bit, and then we'll leave.
So how does that work? Were you able to sign into your Steam account, or did you just play random?
Steam. You can sign in through Steam.
Yep.
It works in a system where you pay and you get hours.
Yeah.
And then throughout the thing, you can sign into Steam, Discord, Skype, anything. You can sign into anything you like.
Did you have to download PUBG?
No, it's all there.
But they have Steam accounts for you with like hundreds of games anyway.
Oh, if you don't have any games that you can play, you can just play any game that they have listed there.
Which is a lot. Like they have hundreds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where was this?
This was Cyber Games in...
Sunnybank?
Sunnybank.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which was good. It was, $35 for 10 hours?
Because I've been there before as well.
And
I was
there
with a group of mates and we just did the all-nighter.
The perfect thing I liked, I liked two things there. One, my account was still there for login. The last login from that was like 2013, which was great.
What? So you was at the same computer and it was all...
Not the same computer, but same account. So I've been to Cyber Games before.
Yeah.
There was another place that they shut down and they reopened somewhere.
Yeah.
But they had the same system, same account, still logged in.
Oh, so it's not so much an internet cafe, it's a game cafe.
It's Cyber Games. It's a game, more or less, a game cafe. It's just an internet cafe, more or less. That's how you would say it.
Yeah.
Okay. And the second thing I like is in most of the games, you can actually do challenges. And then if you complete these challenges in the game, they give you 10 free hours.
Which is really?
Yeah.
So one of them is if you come first in PUBG and get at least 10 kills, you get 10 free hours.
How does it know?
I'm assuming because the
just
screen.
Show them.
I'm assuming show them and they just put it on your account.
Wow.
And that's that.
That's pretty cool. That'd be something fun we could do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's a great place.
Well, it's good if you want to go and try like a bunch of new games without spending, you know, like $40 on each different game. If you just want to go there and be like, oh, you know, that's the game I want to play, but I don't want to spend $40 to play it.
Yeah.
You can just go there for a night and try lots of different games.
I think it's at this point we should say we're not actually sponsored by them.
No we're not. Yeah. I'm just fascinated by this place.
Look, it works well where, say you have a game, Mitch and I don't have it, Adam doesn't have it either, and you're like, you want to recommend this game?
Yeah.
Cyber Games may have it, we all go there, we all play it, we all like it.
Oh, that would be an excellent point for playing PUBG, because I don't have the access to it.
That's what I mean. Yeah. And then you have this computer that can run it perfectly. They give you the headsets as well that are pretty decent as well.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Hmm.
That was my last week
and
experience.
And your computers there too.
Oh, that was a lot.
Yeah.
That's at least like 50.
Busy? Yeah.
It wasn't overly busy, this was during the day.
Okay.
If you go to the weekend or if you do the overnight thing, then it's
as long as
busy.
You get there at a decent time, then it's not too bad.
Those things stink on the overnight ones.
Oh.
There was something like that in my hometown when I grew up, but it closed down very quickly.
Mm.
I remember we used to get a group of like 16 people go in there, fill up every computer, all join the one flat out 3 map, the demolition maps that they used to do. And all of us would drive into the circle at the same time and crash the game.
That's a constructive use of time.
Oh, yeah. No, the amount of time I've wasted at that kind of place is ridiculous.
It gets a bit crazy in there.
Sounds cool.
Because like the old one was perfect because it was, we did like an overnight thing.
Yeah.
And then across the road, literally just like a 2-minute walk. Or even less than that, was at McDonald's. 24 hours.
No.
There, eat, back at Cyber Games. It was a terrible place, but it was a good place to play.
Yeah.
It would have been.
Wow.
So what else have you been playing, Joel, this week?
League of Legends and Call of Duty World War II.
Oh, yes. That's right. That's out.
I heard that the social space is a lot more interactive than Destiny. Like you can watch people opening up crates, apparently.
Oh no,
that's weird.
There was a hit and miss on that one. I don't know if you're okay. joking or if you're actually serious on this.
No, well, that's just like that's what okay. I've been hearing. Yeah.
So with sit down, guys. Let me tell you a story about what's happening yeah. with the whole Call of Duty going on.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god.
So with the release of everything, the good thing about that is there is a headquarters
yep.
where you can see everyone play. You can do like little 1v1s or mini games all yep. there. You can watch everyone open chests and yep. stuff. But the problem is when you play any game mode, team deathmatch, free for all or anything,
yep.
when the game finishes, it needs to load the headquarters again
okay.
and every single person joining the headquarters. Because of this, you're pretty much stuck in the score screen.
Yep.
Then the game starts again.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so it's an infinite loop, pretty much.
You can't change gear. You can't look at your loot and stuff. There's nothing there.
So you have to exit every time if you want to change your loot.
Yes. Sometimes if you exited, it would kind of crash. You'd have to restart the game again.
Oh, wow.
Sounds because about of what this, I expected from Call of Duty.
Yep. I know. There was a big, massive thing on the subreddit where they just blew up and it was just going bad. It's because of this, they kind of removed everyone from your HQ.
Yeah.
So it's just you who loads okay. in there. Oh, you don't see God. Anyone.
Why?
I heard there was a gun range, though, wasn't there?
There is a gun range.
I mean, that's all right. I wish we had that in Destiny.
I'm sorry, but did they not run a beta test?
They did, but they took headquarters out of the beta.
See, that seems completely idiotic to me.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, it wasn't ready yet, but...
No, clearly.
If they had tested that, they would have seen this coming.
Oh,
but
dear.
Because of that, like, the first couple of days, I was like, I don't particularly want to play two games and then have to restart my game.
Yep.
So I was like, yeah, I don't particularly want to play this for now.
Okay.
So have you played a lot of it then?
I've played a decent chunk. I've gained a few levels. I don't mind the multiplayer, but it's a Call of Duty of what you expect.
Yeah.
To me, a lot of the guns in this game, certain guns will always outclass and outdamage every other gun in the game.
Yeah.
Where in other Call of Duties, every gun was evenly balanced.
Yeah,
depending on how far away and close you
yes.
were.
Yes. Yeah. For this one, a lot of times you see the enemy first. You always get a few shots first, yep. but they'll always beat you. They'll always shoot you even faster.
Yeah. And what about the reason you bought the game, the zombie mode?
It was.
I have played the zombie mode.
Oh, you actually own this too?
No. My brother bought it, so I played local co-op zombies with him.
Your thoughts?
And it was different. I was trying to. Like barricade the walls and stuff like you used to.
Yep.
But that's not in it anymore.
That's not in there.
No.
What? Yeah. So they've actually taken parts out of it.
Yeah.
How do you get those 10 points every couple of seconds?
I know.
You can't. You just can't anymore.
Oh, that's half the fun.
With the zombies, they took more of a stab at a darker feel, more of a horror, scary type
yeah.
of sense.
Oh, with zombies? Yeah, no, I could see that being an appropriate method of development. Like, did they just not think of doing that in the first ones?
Well, in the more zombies is more meant to be survive wave based.
Yeah,
so it's like horde mode.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then there's kind of a story. There's a big Easter egg in a lot of the zombies.
Yeah,
and you just did that. This one, it's more. There's a darker storyline. It's kind of like zombies mixed with Killing Floor.
Oh,
where
okay.
a lot of the zombies are more augmented. They have more of a purpose.
Yeah.
So some have explosives on their back. They get close to you. They'll explode.
Yep.
Damaging you. There's a big guy that has a giant. Like axe thing on his hand.
Yeah.
If you get close, he'll swing you, he'll damage you, that type of thing.
Okay.
So it's not just a standard normal zombie and then crawler.
No. Yeah. There's a lot more variety with the zombies. And it's gotten me a few times with the jump scare, which has been annoying. I was running through one thing.
That's not good for you, Joel.
Yeah, I know, it was terrible.
How much you hate jump scares.
I was running through one thing and it just pops out from the ground right in front of my face. I was like, oh my God.
Why are you doing this?
Why would you do this?
I trusted you, Call of Duty. I've always loved you.
But the multiplayer, it's Call of Duty. The zombies, it's different. I don't mind it, but I feel like I want friends rather than playing solo.
Okay.
And the campaign, it's following what World War II is. It looks nice, the graphics are okay, and the voice acting is very well done.
So does it live up to what we saw advertised?
To me, I'm just a Call of Duty person. If a Call of Duty comes out, I'll get it.
That wasn't my question.
So you're saying what it lives up to the hype?
Yes.
What, to you or to me?
In general. Like, to you?
I'm saying in general. To me, Call of Duty is Call of Duty. I'll get it either way. To the hype, I don't really mind. I'll get it. To you, I don't know. That's the thing.
Like, what's the general feedback on Reddit? Like, is it mostly positive or...
It's all negative, but it's all multiplayer.
Okay.
What's it currently on Steam? Is it rated mostly negative, mostly positive?
Steam, I don't know. But on the subreddit, they did say that it had... I think, nearly double sales of what Infinite Warfare had sold.
Yes, but Infinite Warfare was not good.
But Infinite Warfare did sell with Call of Duty 4.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was kind of in parts those two games. So that's that there.
Okay.
I think the whole boots on the ground got a lot of people back in, I feel like.
It almost got me back
in. Yeah, it almost got me back too, until I played the beta.
To me, if I rate this, I would rate this, it's kind of low, probably 6 or 7. It's not the greatest Call of Duty game.
Yeah. It wouldn't be.
But what I'm hoping for and going to like is that this is the start of a new era with Call of Duty.
Yeah.
This is the end of future fly around the map type of thing.
And get stay
and
boots on the ground.
Yeah. I want to see what Treyarch does next year.
Yeah.
It's currently mixed on Steam.
Okay, that's to be expected.
And then if it goes well with more boots on the ground, it'll go from there.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hoping they keep doing.
Okay.
Because I don't want to fly around and zoom around the map and do tricky stuff. And
yeah.
You got Destiny for that.
You got Destiny.
Yeah.
And then you got previous, like, what, 6 or 7 Call of Duty titles before that one.
Yeah. Okay.
And have you told us what you've been playing this week, Adam?
No.
No, not.
Yeah. So I played one game of League on the new patch. Bit of Assassin's Creed, bit of Destiny, and then Joel has just reminded me that the new Diablo season comes out tomorrow. So
I know what you're doing over the weekend.
I may be playing that.
Maybe. You won't be.
I may
you have too many games on your plate.
I know.
You haven't tried the new season with League of Legends, or you played one game,
which doesn't count. Yeah.
Assassin's Creed, you got Destiny, there's no way you're playing this one.
I might just do like the seasonal part and then just leg it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm strongly enough to find time to play Assassin's Creed at the moment.
How far are you into that? What level are you roughly?
About 15.
Okay.
I think.
Yep. I have no frame of reference.
I don't think I'm a proper assassin yet.
Yeah.
I've got my hidden blade, but
it's pretty much like that for majority of the game.
Okay. So you're not probably not an assassin until the very end of the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Can I ask, is there still no rain?
I'll ask
this every time because that's the main concern that I want to know. Is that there's no weather system, including rain. Is there a cloudy sky?
Yeah.
Okay, so it looks dark and stormy.
It's just
it's nighttime.
You've got to go to like the foggy, sort of like
day and night
lush
cycle. Nothing.
Areas.
Okay.
And most of the higher levels content is more in sort of either the main cities or the desert areas.
Yep.
So since I'm at that like max level, I don't really go back to the lower level areas too much.
True, and you also don't really play the game to look up at the sky and go, wow, that's a pretty cloud.
I mean, like, it might have rained, and I just like don't remember.
I'm saying rain every time. How
I'm
do you
sure
not go?
That if that one moment happened, Adam would have lost his mind and got his phone.
Of course.
Recording.
If you see any rain, I'm assuming you would have gone, Joel, is Joel's going to love this? Let me just pull out my phone quickly, shake your cam recorder.
Arm down. It's okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to show that to Adam.
Yeah.
That's one of the people we're interviewing. She makes those.
Oh, that's
pretty
cool.
Little traditionally wooden Korok seed pins. That's a Zelda thing, Jordan. That's
cool. Okay. Cool. You can take the lead on that one.
Yeah. I will. It's fine. It'll be good. Shut up.
Yeah. In saying that, you're interviewing these people. What are you interviewing? What are you doing?
We're going to be at Supernova this weekend, so if anyone's there, come say hi. We're going to go around and interview everyone bar Stan Lee and Millie Bobby Brown that we can get our hands on.
Just because we're not allowed because they're too high profile.
And we might give Stan Lee the hard tack.
Yeah.
We don't want to lose that. Oh, can you imagine if he died at Supernova?
Oh, wow. He's been to plenty of conventions this year, I'm sure.
Just imagine the promotion we could get if we killed Stan
Lee. Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the Replay Podcast, murderer of Marvel.
Now when he gets murdered for real in Australia, we're going to be the main culprits.
That's okay.
Oh, my
gosh. It's okay. We didn't do it.
Another gaming audio podcast.
just leave. I'm not even gaming.
We play games with your characters in it. Doesn't count.
And we'll be interviewing a few voice actors and things. And
Laura Bailey. Travis Willingham.
Hopefully. We're not making any promises.
Please
here.
Do.
No, we'll see. Because I don't know if anyone else is going to be like that. We might end up bumping shoulders with a few other local podcast people.
Yeah, could do.
It'd be interesting.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get the Midwest game nerds down here, you know.
Fly them down from Detroit.
For two days? That starts tomorrow.
By the time they hear this, it'll be too late. The weekend will be over.
Exactly. Exactly. So we will get to talk to Hanzo and Zenyatta, which
hopefully
will be interesting.
Experience tranquility.
Yes. Yes.
And speaking of Hanzo, we have some BlizzCon news.
Oh, he thought he planned that.
I did plan that.
And I broke the illusion by commenting on it, as always.
We
always
Why do would that? You break the illusion?
So did any of you three kind of pay attention to BlizzCon at all?
I didn't watch the event at all.
No, well, I didn't pay to watch the event at all. So I didn't
no.
So I just heard about different things that popped up here and there.
Yeah. Did you watch the early dev stuff of Overwatch?
I did.
That was kind of cool.
That. Yeah.
Seeing that Tracer was the first one that they designed and she was just...
And she was just like the stick figure.
And you got the Widowmaker skin that's in the style of Tracer as well.
And the early death flower of
Of Reaper,
where it's just death his blossom. Model yeah. with his hands out just spinning.
It's great. It's good. It's cool to see how it all comes about.
Yeah,
I think
it
more
is.
More people
excellent.
Should do that.
In Overwatch related topics, though, we got a new hero.
We did.
Now, what do you
we
think did. Of? Because you play a lot of support, Jordan.
I do.
Where's Ivorn?
I know. This is officially debunked my 4chan rumor.
Never trust 4chan, man.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, we have a new hero. Her name is Moira. And she, I don't know. She's a bit
she's a
different.
Support.
She's a techno mage.
Yeah. Yeah. She's kind of, the way I look at her, because she got, like, she just uses her hands.
She's a Zenyatta. Female Zenyatta.
No, she looks like you're in Skyrim or something and you're walking around like throwing spells.
I have actually seen the transition. Someone made a GIF on Reddit of her, like, her shadow step ability is much better than you expect, and it's like her gearing up for this long jump. She flies up into the air, and when they land, it's Skyrim with the same colours in her hands.
Oh, my God. That's
fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic. I love it.
So, she's a support. She's got... Very similar to Zenyatta, where she's got the purple for the damage and the yellow for the healing.
Mm-hmm.
So one hand's damage, one hand's healing.
Yeah.
You can only heal so much, and you have to let it cool off.
It's like that Pharah charge, more or less.
Yeah, kind of like that. But the as far as I could see of what I played of her, the damage one is endless.
Okay.
So she's just a... It sounds like she's like an assassin with healing.
Yeah, and she throws like Orisa-like orbs...
Oh, and really? They heal and
as
stuff.
They go past, they either heal or damage.
Yeah.
And her ult is just this giant thick beam out of a hand that combines both. So any enemies you are hurting, any friendlies you are healing.
Without powers combined.
Does it go through walls at all? Or is it just only...
Like, what was that, sorry?
Does it go through walls or anything? Or is it just only...
What I could see, no, it did not go through walls.
Okay.
Yeah. Hmm.
And she's also Blackwatch based, so she's part
yes.
of the bad guys.
Yeah, okay. So the backstory behind Moira is that she was the one that healed Reaper, or whatever his name was.
Oh, yeah, no, she healed him and gave him his shadow,
his whole Reaper traits,
that's awesome.
I guess.
That's awesome.
Because, Mercy couldn't heal Reaper, so she stepped up to the
plate. She can only heal Genji.
Sorry?
She can only heal Genji.
Yeah.
Mercy's. Shut up. Yeah. Along with that, we also got a new map.
Yes.
Overwatch.
Yes. I don't know how I feel about this map.
See, and that's really interesting because you only came into Blizzard. So the new map's called Blizzard World. It's essentially a theme park based on all of Blizzard's properties.
Very meta. Yeah.
It's very, very meta, and it's great because I hope we get a Heroes map out of this.
I don't know. It just feels cheesy to me.
But it's
like, look how cool we are. Look at all the stuff we've made.
Look at our intellectual properties. Can hold all of them. Just seeing like the turrets from StarCraft in the same kind of area as...
Yeah,
like,
see, this is all kind of stuff that goes over my head. The only other Blizzard game I've really played is Hearthstone. Like, I played a bit of Heroes of the Storm with you guys, but...
That was only because you had to.
Yeah, only because there was Overwatch unlocks that I had to... retrieve.
I guess it's a bit of a throwback to, you know, all the Blizzard fans that played, you know, multiple games, because it's sort of like, oh, look, you know, I know what that is.
And yeah, yeah.
Like an homage, as in you just look at it as like, wow, that's from
game.
That. Yeah.
Do you think there's actually many OG Blizzard fans that are playing Overwatch, or is Overwatch...
I'd say
like,
there would be, definitely.
Really?
Yes.
I thought Overwatch would have been kind of like a new market for them.
I think it's a combination. I think you'll either get OG Blizzard fans that have just bought it because it's Blizzard and they know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Which... It has been.
Yeah.
And then you've got a bunch of Overwatch people that have gone back through Blizzard's catalog.
Yeah.
And found like either WoW or like yourself, Hearthstone or stuff like that.
Mm.
I've been enjoying Hearthstone. I haven't played any of it, but I've been watching so many videos.
I think
on
you're
going to
want to play Hearthstone with their new update.
Why?
Because they released a new expansion, which is called Kobolds and Catacombs, and they've introduced a few new things. So one of my biggest gripes with Hearthstone is there's no single player.
There's a single player now with this?
They're adding a roguelike style dungeon crawling game mode.
Wow.
Where you earn loot.
I like the sound of this. Can you use a multiplayer?
Huh?
Do you earn like cards and stuff you can use in multiplayer?
Yes, you earn coins and cards that you can add to your decks.
Okay, that's good.
And it's infinite. It will be completely free for all players, so you don't have to pay anything. You start with 10-card deck, and it puts you up against random shuffling of 8 bosses. And every time you defeat a boss, you'll get a new and powerful cards for the deck. If you lose once, your deck gets thrown away, and you have to start all over.
So you start with 10 random cards.
Yeah.
Do I need to have these cards?
No.
Oh, that sounds great to me.
Yeah.
No, it allows me to try new things.
And this being on mobile is just going to be great. I'm very excited.
Because like as much as I watch these Hearthstone videos and all that stuff, it's kind of hard where I watch the plays that they make and they talk about it and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't understand what most of these cards do.
Yeah.
But I can understand the style of how they play and stuff.
Yeah. Yep. The strategies exist. It's just
trying
to get those cards as well is very difficult. You've actually got to put money into this game to be able to play it, which is just like playing Magic the Gathering or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can develop strategies, but without the cards, you can do nothing.
I just want Rotface. That sounds like a great card.
What?
Rotface.
Is that a card?
Yeah.
Right.
What every time
that?
It gets damaged.
Does, Mitch?
Well, he's about to tell you.
Yeah.
I want Nico. Okay.
I don't know all the cards.
Every time it gets damaged, it spawns a more or less another card on the field.
Yeah.
But it can be any card. So it can be Lich King. It can be anything that's a high rated card.
Oh, okay.
So it can be high or low. So it's a mixed chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you get something high, it's good.
A few of these notes on here, the loot box card thing they're adding.
Yeah.
That looks interesting.
So what they do is a chest is on the field as a card. And if you destroy the chest, you get, like, I think a random deck, a card pack added to your deck or like special weapons or things like that.
So you put that. Do you put that card down?
I believe so.
Why would you put that down? That just gives your opponent.
You play that card, and then it spawns a 0/8 card on their side.
Oh, on their side. Yes. Right. Yeah. Okay.
So then when you kill it, you get the card.
And it's actually an advantage to you because that way you're not that you're taking up one of their slots.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they can have a limited number of a lesser number of creatures on the field.
Yeah. It could work as a disadvantage as well, where if you can boost that card, because it's a 0/8 card, so if you give it some attack, it's got 8 health.
Mm. Kind of making me want to play Hearthstone now.
Yeah, I want to go home
and play Hearthstone, and I'm talking about it. I'm like, yeah, this is how you do things, man.
In other news, StarCraft 2 is going officially free-to-play from November 14th, which is the same day that Rocket League comes out for the Switch. everyone will get the full Wings of Liberty campaign. If you already own Wings of Liberty, you'll get Heart of the Swarm for free. All players, even free-to-play players, will gain access to the ranked ladder, and there'll be new co-op heroes that are actually two heroes in one. So, Mirren Han and Matt Horner.
So, StarCraft 2.
StarCraft 2.
Jordan.
He has not played
free
an RTS.
Play. Free.
No.
You might as well get it and add it to your account.
Like I can add to my account,
it's free.
I'm not going to download it.
Let's look at the Jordan Triangle right now. It's ticked off the free category.
Yeah, it won't be fun for him.
No.
It
won't be fun, pretty. But it looks pretty.
StarCraft 2
your expectations.
Yeah. How many StarCrafts are there?
Two.
Why would they make this one free? What?
Because it used to be, it started off the whole
eSports. Is it full with microtransactions?
No.
No.
No, you can buy the expansion. That's about it.
You don't even have to play the actual game. You can play the mini games that they all have on
there.
Yeah,
it's actually excellent. We'll have to talk. Honestly, Mafia. We should try it out.
Okay.
We should definitely try
Maybe
it out.
Maybe I will then.
Mafia is my favorite mini game of that game.
Mafia. What's it? Second to last, we've got World of Warcraft news, which I know a lot of people are happy about.
Oof, way over the head.
Yes. And if you have already. No, this is good, though. Like, lots of people have been asking for World of Warcraft Classic for years.
I saw this blow up on my multiple Discord chats.
This is
that were saying like
deal.
everyone.
Yeah.
This is a classic World of Warcraft.
Yeah. So in the third expansion, Cataclysm, Deathwing rose from the earth and completely destroyed the continents.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything changed, all these places are now gone, like one of the, I think this is the second Night Elf village was completely wrecked when Cataclysm happened. And that was one of my favorite hangout places. So I'm happy to go back because I can just play it for free. It's early on.
Yeah.
But stuff like that. And the new World of Warcraft expansion is coming too, but we'll wait and see what happens with that.
Well, I imagine it'd be the same feel as when they announced like old school RuneScape. A lot of like, you know, like the old time players are going to be happy that, you know, the game that they started playing with is coming back.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be the same for a lot of WoW people.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
That's how I saw it. As in, like, I saw it in the same vein as RuneScape, where it's a classic coming out.
I would be interested to see what the limitations are, whether you still have to pay the subscription to play on the classic servers.
I feel like if you'd have to pay a subscription for
all in one.
The normal WoW, and then you'd get the classic account.
Yeah.
But then you'd have to create a new account.
That's what I mean. Like, you'd be playing classic and it wouldn't go towards any of the modern stuff.
Mm. No, you'd have to start fresh.
I wonder if that would be included in the free-to-play account, which gets you level 20 on a normal server.
I think it'll be paid first and then turn into free to play.
When they realize that there's not people on there.
Yeah.
And finally, Heroes of the Storm news. So,
Mitch is excited about this.
I am actually excited. Shut up. We're getting Hanzo and Alexstrasza. So this is the first official dragon playable character. First dragon form.
I saw her and I was like, man, she's bigger than most of the bosses you can even get in the game.
But it's limited time and she's a healer and damage dealer, similar to Moira. So that's really interesting. So she's deep in the World of Warcraft lore. I won't go into that. And of course, Hanzo plays like Hanzo.
Oh, Hanzo.
So on top of that, we're also getting a few changes to the core gameplay. So they've adjusted their ELO.
Okay.
So it's based on individual hero performance as well as win-loss.
Sure.
So, for example, if Genji in that game is really good at deflection, and if you are getting better deflection than average, you'll earn more ELO and go up higher faster. So even if you lose, you can still climb.
Yeah.
That makes sense? Also, they're changing turrets.
Okay, how?
They're removing ammo.
No! That ammo was the best thing in the entire game.
It's making laning more important. It's making early game more important. And you can't just, like, whittle the ammo down and then wander off and let the mobs clean it up.
Oh, me and my mates had the funnest build where it'd be like Asmodon, Sylvanas, and Nazebo.
Yeah.
Throw all the minions, destroy all the ammo.
Leave.
Best time ever, and now they're ruining that.
Yeah, that was a pretty eventful BlizzCon.
What are you guys snickering about?
This is just going all over my head.
Okay.
Okay,
I understand. They locked eyes. They locked eyes, and they were just like.
His mic was playing up, and he was adjusting the stand.
I heard it.
I thought he dropped it or something. Cool. So I was laughing.
Last change I saw on that is that they're changing the stealth.
Yes.
That can actually be more visible.
Yes.
Which was insane.
But you also get more advantages. So they're boosting all the stealth, like they're buffing all the stealthies just giving this texture easier to see.
Yeah.
That's all it is. But we'll see how that changes anything.
So you're not unhappy with any of these changes, Mitch?
Anything?
No.
I'm not unhappy with any of them. I'm keen to see if there's any reworks of other heroes.
Okay. So
are you unhappy with any of them?
No. Nothing to go on strike about. Nothing.
Jeez. All right, go on.
Okay, so this has been happening for a while. I've seen it happening over like this past year. I've just been too scared to report on it for some reason. But I don't know why, but now it's officially over. So I thought, what a better time to jump in when I have all the facts. Yeah. No speculation, just all the answers.
I'm waiting for Mitch to ask, like, answer, like, say a question, and you're just going to go, I didn't look that up.
I would also like to point out, you've actually not said what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. That's why
you just said strike.
I'm just building it up. The voice actor strike that has been happening for the past year. So this was a dispute between the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. That is a long name. SAG-AFTRA for short. And some of the world's biggest video game publishers is officially over, just over a year after it began. Wow. The union first went on strike in October 2016, with its members refusing to work with 11 major companies, including EA, Disney, Insomniac Games, and Take-Two.
Really?
Yes. So the stoppages were over two issues, a lack of royalties and residuals being paid to voice actors, something that, you know, normal actors
reap
the benefits of, and and a need for better protection for performers against the vocal stresses endured during repetitive tasks, like screaming and crying for sometimes days on end.
Yep. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So the new contract that they've got doesn't meet all of their demands, but 90% of those voting in September, which was only actually 10% of the guild's membership that actually voted.
Wow.
But they decided to let it met enough of the guidelines that they wanted. So they approved this last month, and today the contract has officially began, formally ending the disagreement between two sides for now.
For now.
I'm putting that in there because I've got a feeling this isn't quite over yet.
No, I don't 100%. Think it will be. No. And like, this would explain why a lot of the EA games lately have been terrible, I suppose.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Because of the voice actors.
Well, there's a lot of actors that were refusing to take work during this whole period because they were taking a stand, I guess.
And 100%. What came out during that time? Think about that.
What, from now and a year ago?
Yeah.
It's been a lot of great games.
Yeah. From
Call
EA,
of Duty
though?
For one, right?
EA, though? I'm thinking the thing that comes to my mind immediately is Mass Effect Andromeda.
I just think like FIFA or something.
There was, I can't remember which game it was. I probably should have written that down, but there was a certain female voice actor who didn't want to work for one of these companies again, and they end up having to recast and get someone else to do it, and it was a sequel.
Oh.
Oh, Life is Strange.
That's right, yes.
The prequel, yeah, they had to get someone different for the prequel. Yeah.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah, so...
like, what do they sign off that is allowed? So they created the strike because the stress on the voice.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of other things.
They weren't getting, like, any royalties from games.
Like, they'd be paid for the game, and if the game did extremely well, they wouldn't get any extra.
Oh, that is terrible. That's cold.
That's very cold.
You'd know EA to do something like that.
Well, it's all of them as well.
No, it's just EA.
I went through the list, and Blizzard was not on this list.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
So we won't ask them about that.
Oh, right. No. I wasn't going
to. Was Activision on that list? Because you know Blizzard, Activision.
Yes.
Activision, Blizzard.
There you go. Yeah. Look, there you go. Blizzard is at fault here because of Activision.
Oh, gosh. No, I don't think they were, to be honest with you. But yeah, I thought, you know, do you think voice actors actually deserve the same kind of rates as
definitely. It's the same skill. It's just you don't have to do as much facial work.
Yeah.
So you get paid a little bit less.
Yeah. It is way more skill, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because as much as an actor on screen is delivering the lines and showing the emotion, you need to create the voice to sell that emotion without showing yourself.
Yeah.
So you need to be able to sell what you're doing in that voice.
A lot of voice actors are probably acting on the spot anyway, but you just can't see it. It's just because they're going to be animated. So,
sure. Yeah. But a lot of the games, they have lines, they have scripts.
Yeah.
And they are given that dialogue and what their character is and what they have to do in the scene.
Yeah.
But from there, they have to actually sell it rather than just reading from a script.
And you're selling it just with your voice. So, you know, you don't have, you know, your facial expressions to really sell it.
It's like,
it's like
getting really good at expressing sarcasm through text.
Yeah.
I guess you could say they might work a little bit harder than some normal actors in the...
Oh, definitely.
In the respect that...
I would go out on a limb and say that every single voice actor works harder than people like Owen Wilson.
I
agree. I feel like they are much more dedicated in their craft than normal actors themselves.
Yeah, it's more of a passion for them rather than...
Because actors, you do a couple takes, one scene and all that stuff. For voice actors, you're in this booth, you have these lines, you have to record for, 4 hours a day, stressing this voice over and over again.
Mm. And then, you know, if you're playing a game where people die a lot, like... I don't know if you ever played Uncharted, but every time you die, there's like a certain scream.
Yeah.
And it varies a lot of the time as to what Nathan Drake would scream or
Laura
Bailey, would you say, was in The Lost Legacy?
Yeah.
She's in all of them, apparently.
Oh, really? Oh, there you go. And then, just imagine a female in a booth just screaming for hours on end constantly, and they weren't getting much cover from who they were working for.
No, they got no insurance. Like, no,
what's their voice health?
With games, it's much more difficult with voice acting in games than it is, say, in like TV shows or cartoons.
Yeah, because you've done a lot of research into this, haven't you?
I have. This is my authorship and creativity assignment. This one, I got extensive detail about this, and I shall. For video games, it's you have those screams, you have those dying moments. They're getting hit or running or jumping. Yeah. They're puffed. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. But then you have other games as well where they need to exhaust the choose your own path dialogue.
Yeah.
So they have to go through every single line.
Yeah.
Every single different dialogue path you have to choose, whether it be angry or emotional or sad, anything like that.
Yeah.
Some kind of reaction. So from there, it's so much difficult.
Well, just think about the people that did all the voice acting for like Dragon Ball Z.
Mm.
Like all the screaming.
Like
and
charging up the camera.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah.
Ah, man.
I mean, you'd exhaust your voice so quickly with that.
Yeah.
Unless you had a talent to actually be able to just scream like that.
Yeah.
So it's, I understand that they need these royalties and they need these to take more care of their voice.
Well, they at least need some insurance.
Yeah.
At the very, very least. Like, that's ridiculous that they don't get that.
Mm. So why do you think these companies took so long to, like, go, oh.
Because they don't value them.
Because they don't value them until they're gone.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Much. Like, yeah. I suppose I see it as they're nicey-nicey throughout the entire creation of the game.
Yeah.
And once the game's created, they don't need that voice anymore.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, you're done. You're all good. You're good to go.
Do you think this will increase the price of video games then?
No.
To subsidize?
No, I don't think it'll increase the price for the consumers. It'll just increase the price for the people, for the companies themselves.
Yeah. I don't think that exists.
I doubt. Look, I can see EA creating something like that, but I don't think Insomniac was on there.
Yeah.
Insomniac created Ratchet and Clank and stuff. I don't think they're the type of money-hungry type of guys that would just, you know, boost their prices by $10, $15 just so the voice actors can
get health insurance and
get stuff.
Royalties.
Like, I'm all for the voice actors getting what they want because they are what sell every single game. You need these voices.
Do you think it sells for everyone else or is it just for you? Like people who are
if you played Gears of War,
yeah,
and there were no voices, just text dialogue.
I'm not saying
Would it sell the story? No,
I thought you were talking about the actual voice actor. Like that's like me going to see a movie just because Tom Cruise is in it.
Yeah,
okay.
Like if they got someone else, just some unexperienced guy.
Okay, would you
guy.
Still play Uncharted if the main actor had been swapped out?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It depends. Because you'd have to play it to know if it was a good game or not, still.
See, but that's... that is very hard.
Yeah.
Because Nolan North is the voice and the face of Nathan Drake.
Yes, yes, he is.
And to have him replaced would be...
Do you think it's just because it's voice and face then? Because you specifically said that.
It's... Well, Uncharted is seen as one of the groundbreaking games that would really branch off and do the whole mocap suit with that whole type of thing.
Yeah.
As much as the face is... You need to see the face to really sell a character. So with voice actors, you have a script, but you need to be able to see who you look like and what you're going to look like when you do these characters and make these voices.
Mocap at least.
So as much as the mocap is there, they still digitally animate their voice, their face in some way.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you end up with what happened with Destiny, with the the Peter Dinklage, getting replaced by Nolan North. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's hilarious!
I think it's just because Peter was too busy; he couldn't keep up with.
Well, they did. People have done like side by side comparisons, and Peter just sounds like so like dead inside. But people have said like if you're a robot, like maybe the robot should sound very like dead on the inside. But
I agree. Yeah, yeah. I like that idea.
Has Peter Dinklage done any other video game?
I think he has done like one or two.
Because you're going with
that.
Someone who has done TV.
Think about
TV.
Before Game of Thrones, he would have had to do.
I've seen him in a lot of different movies, but not video games.
I might look this up while you guys are talking.
I think,
Adam's but with
on
Nolan
it now.
North, Nolan North is the voice of video games.
He's the voice of so many video games.
Yes, and same with Troy Baker. They are the only like the best top male voice actors.
Yeah. Do you think they went about it the right way? Do you think a strike was the right way to go? Or they could have just, I don't know.
I think the strike...
Adam in the chat has said, not our Adam Cundy has said that Dinklage just realized that Destiny was trash.
Like he started the job and then read the script and said, oh, what is this?
I'm a robot. I'm not the main character. Yeah, no, I'm going to pass on this one.
What? Someone told me there was a dwarf in this that I was voicing.
I'm sick of being the smaller characters. Getting typecast. I'm
so sure was a thing?
Sorry?
What was the question?
Do you think the strike was the right way to go about it? Do you think they should have gone a different route? Should they have...
If they all just say individually voiced each other, say, like, I feel like I need this, I feel like they would have just went, okay, we'll think about it.
Mm. Yeah.
So putting yourself in a strike and having other voice actors join that strike...
Yeah, I guess it forces the studios to make a decision.
Because you're limiting a lot of great voice actors who are on this strike. You can't get them because they don't have these royalties and these healthcare things.
Yeah.
And you'll have to hire someone who is a little experienced with voice acting... do they take the risk or do they go with the new contract and actually get these great voice actors? So I think they went with a great idea in creating this strike.
Oh, yeah. I agree. You've got to stand up for your stuff.
Mm. Mm.
No,
I'm going to put that on my wall.
You got to stand up for yourself.
Stand up for your stuff.
You got to stand up for yourself and what you do and take some... God.
I'm sorry. That's
the greatest inspirational quote ever.
No, I love that. I'm so sorry.
It's great.
Update on the Dinklage. I can't see any video game stuff, but he has done a voice in Ice Age Continental.
Yeah, he was the monkey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I stopped watching Ice Age after the first one.
When Tia and I are bored at home, we just watch kids' movies.
Yeah.
Because they're all so terrible. And it's something you're not going to get invested in. You can just turn it off if you're done.
Yeah.
I enjoy the kids' movies because they sometimes have the adult humor as well in them.
Oh,
they'll go over the children's heads and then they're just like, I can't believe they just said that. What?
Fantastic.
He was also in the Angry Birds movie.
Oh.
How much they paid him to be in that?
Not enough. It's like, who is it? Patrick Stewart in the Emoji movie.
That's where I see his career is like just kind of ending, right?
Yeah, if you start doing animated movies based on apps or the loose idea of emotions. What if emotions also had emotions? Oh, wait, no, I just described it Inside Out.
Oh, you did too.
Same thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess it's lucky for these companies that no one got sued.
Not yet.
Not yet. Maybe in the future, but there is a certain entity that has been sued recently.
Blizzard.
Mm. Yeah, Activision Blizzard. Thank you very much.
So what's the story here?
So the owner of video game series Call of Duty is obviously Activision. Has apparently illegally used trademarks for the Humvee military vehicles and reaped billions of dollars in revenues in doing so.
Good on Humvee for like...
A lawsuit filed by Humvee maker on Tuesday alleges.
What?
Billions of dollars in revenues.
They have, though. I mean, no one's buying Call of Duty because it's got a Humvee in it.
I bet you there's one person who did, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the owner of Humvee.
Yeah.
It's like, wait a second. That was an ouch.
Yeah, so Humvee maker AM General says in the lengthy complaint, I actually looked at the complaint. The website doesn't have like the full document. It was they had like figures and like pictures of Humvees comparing to Humvees in Call of Duty.
It just sounds like American Motors is just in financial trouble. Like, who can we sue? Well, we've been sitting on this for a while.
So, in the lengthy complaint, they say that Call of Duty improperly features Humvee and HMMWV. I'm assuming that's...
I think that's their fake branding.
Yeah, yeah. And has licensed related content with the marks for use in toys and books. In a quote, they said, AM General said that success came only at the expense of AM General and consumers who were deceived into believing that AM General licenses the games or is somehow connected or is involved with the creation of the games.
Oh, God.
I did not buy Call of Duty because it had a Humvee in it.
I don't think
that's why
would've.
I buy Battlefield.
Yeah.
Actually, have they licensed any of their products to other video game companies?
I didn't look that far. That thought did not cross my mind.
Ah, we always run into this.
A spokesperson from Activision Blizzard has said that they're not commenting on it. currently.
Why would you? You're getting sued with something so little.
That's because they're 100% correct and they're worried.
They're only guilty if they don't say anything. Yeah.
Damn, they're on to us.
So both parties have discussed the issue privately for a year, but that didn't resolve the spat, so now they're in court.
Those are our Humvees. You're making money because of our Humvees. No, sir, please. No, they're ours.
AM General said in the complaint that it's seeking
compensation?
Compensation, yes.
Yes.
Punitive and triple damages from Activision.
What the... Yeah. No!
Triple damages.
For a Humvee model. This reminds me of the whole GTA 5 where there was a girl that thought that they took her lookalike for the chick of the GTA 5 cover. Was it Lindsay Lohan or something? Or
I don't think that was GTA 5. I think that might have been San Andreas.
Yeah, it was an older one.
It was
think.
Old.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, I think it was, no, it was definitely the newer GTA 5 thing, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Pretty sure. Okay. Fact checker.
Do you think is anyone in the wrong here? Like who?
I think the guy that modeled it needs to be fired. That's about it.
Yeah, like I feel like it's on Call of Duty for not realizing that and getting the licensing, but it's also on Humvee for taking this.
How do you
along.
Model Humvee?
Accidentally.
It looks like accidentally like the same Humvee brand.
Well, because that's what Humvees look like. You know, you want the military
exactly.
grade.
Well, that's they what gone... all Humvees look like. You just don't look at it and go, you know what? They copied our exact Humvee model. I'm going to sue them for millions.
Well, a Humvee isn't a kind of car. It's not like saying a sedan.
No.
It's actually branded. It's like someone modeling a high-end Jeep or something.
Yeah.
So you're telling me they have to make the dodgy Jeep look like a rust bucket crap
load. They just have to change a couple of things, like the existence of wheel arches or some stuff like that. Like, it wouldn't be that difficult to model something that wouldn't be infringing.
I feel like that's what they've already done, but this AM General guy...
I am loving just the looking fact at that they're like, you are popular because of us!
The wheel size is the same as your video game wheel size. Gotta sue you, man.
I mean, it could be extremely close and very much like this is legit just them importing it from Forza or something.
But like extremely close isn't like exact.
Forza Motorsport 7 in my Humvee.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe Horizon, but I don't know about.
Oh, no, not a racing game. No. Yeah. I'm only using Horizon as a litmus test because that's all I've played.
Oh, gosh. So Call of Duty has been around for about 14 years. With Humvees appealing mostly in the Modern Warfare games, of course.
Yeah.
So, I don't know...
They didn't have them in World War II?
No. Call of Duty 4 was the first Modern Warfare, correct?
Yep.
And what was that, about 2004?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, what's that? That's a long amount of time for them to go unnoticed.
Yes, definitely.
I think. And I think there's, like, some kind of social... etiquette here that when it's been that long, that's your fault. You haven't realized.
Yeah.
This is where I think he just wants more money.
Yeah.
As in like Call of Duty starting off is just a brand of a game that's there. He's just like, you know what, I'm gonna wait till this game booms. The Call of Duty's gonna hit off so well, then I'm gonna sue them for millions and billions of dollars.
So do you think they'll win?
No. AM General, you're going down, man.
Oh dear. If the case, like worst case scenario, if the case progresses and favors Humvee, do you think you'll start to see other people, like other entities coming forward and like suing games for copying their property or whatever?
Like what once one copying. Starts and everyone else starts to come out.
Yeah.
If they win.
That's my mower there.
This guy looks like my dad.
That's the same tree that's in my backyard.
Bastard. The entirety of Australia sues like Horizon 3.
Yeah. They misrepresented the Australian layout
by they putting very Byron, much did.
Byron Bay right underneath bloody Sunshine Coast.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Let's sue them then.
It's terrible. It's so. And then the what are those? The Devil's Peaks or whatever are like completely on the wrong angle. Like, they're on the west coast when it's actually underneath or something like that. I love it. So good. It's, again, like you said, once one of them wins and once one of them starts, it's just going to snowball.
Yeah.
I'd love to see, like, how far it would go, because the second they start arguing car models, like you said, GTA is screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, they've tried to do their best, but there's literal, like, Porsches named something else.
Mm. Oh, just a little side note. GTA this week became the highest selling game ever. GTA 5.
Really?
Surpassed Wii Sports. And it's sad to know that was the record, wasn't it?
I don't think that should count.
Hey, I enjoyed Wii Sports.
No, but that's so bad. It was literally bundled with all of them.
Yeah.
That means GTA 5 has now outsold the Wii.
Yes, essentially, I guess.
Or do they count resale value of Wii Sports?
I don't think so.
Who's buying Wii Sports?
I think we all need to start buying more copies of Wii Sports.
I think so. Yeah, it's an investment.
We need to get it back up there.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
Maybe not. It might not be by much. Maybe a couple hundred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like
copies
two
of Wii Sports. Yeah.
I still have my copy.
I still do need to buy GTA 5. I've still never played it.
Oh, wow.
Neither have I. I'm yet to play it.
Maybe when I get a better computer, I'll get it.
It's a great story.
Yeah, you should borrow my Xbox version.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see how I go. I'm still making my way through Cuphead.
Yeah.
And now I've got all this other stuff coming through with
League of Legends.
I know. You're like, Star Wars next week?
No. No.
For me, yes.
You really going to give him money?
Yes, it's Star
Wars. I thought
Wars.
We were boycotting them.
Yeah. Money for Star Wars.
Are you really going with Star Wars?
I said this on the podcast that I was going to be the only one who didn't boycott Star Wars.
No, I didn't hear that.
Here we are talking about we don't play Skyrim. We don't get people to play Skyrim.
Yeah, I'm not buying Skyrim, and I love Elder Scrolls on a Nintendo console.
We're also saying not to get Star Wars games for it, because EA is just a, you know.
You know what you should play instead?
What?
League of Legends.
Oh, my God.
Mitch is into it.
I will
updated system.
I'll try the new update, not promising anything, and we'll see how we go.
I think you will really like it, because it is so much easier than...
Well, what's your take on it, on the new update?
Jordan's like, okay.
Yes, okay, Jordan, what's your take on the new update, Jordan?
It looks invigorating.
Jordan just discovered today that League only has one map.
Yeah, and I'm greatly disappointed and happy that I never downloaded it.
Why is that so upsetting?
Yeah, I was talking to him about it. I said, I've never really had a thought where I was just like, wow, when's another map coming out? Like, that thought had never really been through my mind in League.
Because you don't
but
really
think about it, a game that big
and lasting that long
would invest.
I love it. I saw a parody trailer today for League.
Yeah.
It was like, with a rich lore spanning Summoner's Rift and file missing. Because Summoner's Rift is the name of the map.
Oh, right.
So it's just like...
So why would you even bother naming it if it's just one map? Just be like, this is League of Legends.
This is where it is.
You are now loading.
You have other maps.
What? You just told me there was only one map?
Not, they're all like sort of like mini-game type of maps. Like, not proper maps.
Well, I wouldn't. A Twisted Tree Line's not a mini-game. It's kind of...
How many people do you know actually play Twisted Tree Line?
I played Twisted Tree Line back on the NA servers before Oceanic was even available, man.
What is Twisted Tree Line?
Twisted Tree Line is a smaller version where you can only have three people against three people rather than five. Five.
I have one mate who enjoys it.
I loved Twisted Tree Line.
What do you mean loved? Plays. Is it still not there? Is it not back?
It's
on like a rotating game mode.
It's a hit and a miss at the moment.
Yeah.
When Oceanic servers came available...
Yeah.
Twisted Tree Line was not available.
Yeah.
It was
and
a rotate.
It still hasn't been?
It's been up and down. It's been changed every so often. And I want it to be permanent fixture.
It's like once a month now, isn't it?
I know.
Oh, this is funny.
Same with Earth.
Yeah. We should look, we're going to stop with the League talk now.
Oh,
I'll try
on.
It. No. We should probably do a new... Because the World's just finished.
It did.
Yeah.
And we know that...
SKT lost.
SKT lost.
You were right.
And Faker. So, Jordan.
Yes.
The World's biggest and most popular League of Legends player.
Yeah.
Lost. His team lost.
Yeah.
And I don't...
Devastated.
By his reaction, I don't think he's ever lost a game before.
Oh, wow. Okay, I need to look this
Everyone
up.
Everyone was calling him the Korea Reckless.
Right.
You know how there was an EU team, Mitch, that lost, and one of the players sat on stage and for maybe about 10 minutes just sitting there crying.
Wow.
And refused to shake like everyone else's hands and just sat there for like 10 minutes.
Faker did not do well. I'm just bringing up the video so I can show Jordan.
But I mean, at least Faker like got up and shook the other team's hands at least, but then he went back to crying, so...
Yeah, same though. I would probably go back to Cryo. It's here he is.
Oh, for how much time like these guys invest?
I guess so.
That yes. Worlds,
yeah.
They had already won three times yeah. in a row.
Yeah, his team didn't win a single game against them. And again, isn't he like the one that carries the whole team?
Oh, he's the bigger name in SKT.
Yeah, but he's bigger because he's the carry.
Well, it was three times but twice in a row because they won season three yeah. and then yeah. five and six.
It's just yeah. destroyed. I love it.
Is he in the red?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He's the one crying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. You called Samsung Galaxy to win, didn't you?
Yeah, I called Samsung. Yeah. I really thought Longju was going to take it, but then when they got 3-0'd by Samsung, I'm like, Samsung's going to take it. But I did not expect them to go 3-0. Like, that's... like, SKT always gets, like, a buff when it comes to the 5-0, you know, the playoffs. Yeah. And then they get to get 3-0'd. Samsung deserved it, like 100%.
I'm very much feeling like we probably should do a separate replay podcast just for esports.
Yeah.
Just so that the people that are tuning in for the normal development chat don't have to hear that.
Oh, gosh. I was actually expecting him to, like, throw the keyboard at the screen or something. Or
oh, he's not, like, the angry German guy that smashed his keyboard.
I love that video.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I relate too much to it.
I like how all the players are waiting for him to stand up.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Very, like, respectful. Like, come on, mate. You got to shake my hand. We just won.
Yeah.
We beat.
Maybe he's just been faking it the whole time.
Oh.
How long were you holding that one in?
No, I just thought of it then. So
oh, my God. Yeah, sure
he didn't know about Faker before this conversation.
Yeah,
I did. I've heard Joel mention him in the past.
And he's like, I'm going to wait for this moment for the sake of faking it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's about it for this week.
Yeah.
End
of the show. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at ReplayAU or at individual Twitters, which mine is at Joel's Voice.
Mine's at Nimble Mimble.
I'm at Jordan Do Things.
And I'm at Adam X Leet.
Remember, we also have a Discord, which is tinyurl.com/replaydiscord.
That is exactly correct.
Oh, yes.
And now that I'm starting to play League a bit more, come on and join us and we'll have to do some things. And
Play PUBG with me, please. Or Overwatch.
You're a winner now. You actually have credibility.
Yeah, you're a winner. You don't need us. You got your own now.
Oh, okay, so I just play by myself.
Was that solo as well, actually?
That was solo.
Oh,
solo.
Well done.
Yeah, so I get my quiz points.
Yeah, you get 3 quiz points.
We said 10.
All right.
I get 10 from you. It's technically an immunity.
All right, let's have a vote. Yeah. A vote.
3 or 10?
3. 3, I say 3. So it's.
I was just going to vote
just,
for
just
pure,
say 10.
Pure,
it's a tie.
Pure immunity.
Just get pure immunity.
So I'm free.
Well, you can be the quiz master now if you like.
For this. Oh, okay.
How's that for a reward?
Okay. Yeah. That's more work, but sure. Yeah, I'll do it.
It's holidays. You graduated. What else are you doing?
I haven't graduated yet.
It's all good. So good. Until next week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.